What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of American Desis. I'm Akash.
I'm Arjun.
And we are continuing the health and wellness season. Today we're bringing on the most jacked Indian ever. We're going to introduce him later. But this has got to be making you feel a little insecure, Arjun, because I know this is what you thought you were.
No, no, man. Come on. I'm very aware that I'm not that jacked.
Here's the thing, though. Arjun is also keenly aware of all the BuzzFeed articles that talk about his chest. So
there was one
he's
BuzzFeed.
He's trying to play. Yeah, there was one. He knows the number. You see what I'm saying?
There was one.
So what's your relationship with, because this is a fitness thing, right? He's not necessarily about spirituality or whatever.
No.
He is about.
You know, I hope that once we learn about all of this is that it's about self-care. And self-care, mind, body, you know, Aditi was talking about the practice as meditation. There's still physical benefits, but there's something that you learn about yourself. You can grow as a person through the practice. I mean, I'm curious to find out from Sham, who is our guest, whether he agrees with that, because I found, and I don't know if it's because I do meditate daily, but I've learned a lot when I'm working out. Sometimes I get caught up in like, man, I gotta do 10 of these. Oh, it's just so hard. And I've learned a lot about narrative. And when I like let go of the narrative of this is really hard and I just focus on, you know what I'm just doing? I'm just lifting weight right now. Hmm. It becomes a lot easier.
Interesting.
It's interesting how like, for me, the interplay of the mind and the body in working out.
Yeah, I think for me, it's gotten, I don't know, maybe it goes back and forth, but it's gotten less about the aesthetics of it. And maybe it's just kind of like, I'm never going to take off my shirt and people be like, wow, never. But, like, I can live a better life. Like, I'm stretching more. I'm focusing more on, like, flexibility, mobility, and, like, exercises that'll just make me live better.
Yeah, I mean, that I am stuck in the aesthetics. I'm
sure.
On a TV show.
I'm so
part of this,
it.
You know, for me is about the aesthetics, and my vanity drives is a big motivating force. And I do think about, you know, I'm on TV, and I take my shirt off a lot, and I look, man, that's a really vulnerable thing for me.
Of course.
Especially being a hairy Indian dude.
Right.
There was no hairy dudes that were shirtless. Even if you look at Bollywood, very
rarely.
There was
no brown dudes in American TV that were shirtless.
Right.
In a not look how skinny he is and laugh at him way.
Right. I think in that way, it made me confront certain body issues I had.
Yeah.
And issues of like self-worth through my body. Did I need a six pack in order to be enough? Do I need to be that strong?
Not according to BuzzFeed.
So it's just all of this is intertwined, and I don't have a thesis behind this. You know, I just knew that Sham is really strong. He's clearly figured something out when it comes to fitness and getting healthy. And I wanted to talk to him because there are things that I'm still learning about that.
I mean,
the man has like no body fat. How is that possible? We've been talking a lot about the predisposition to have that weight around your about your belly. He doesn't have it.
Right. No.
I mean, that's legitimately why I reached out to him. Because, look, I wanted to know, like, as South Asians, do we have to do something different?
Right.
Or am I doing something wrong? Is there, like, something else we need to be doing?
I wonder how much genes play into it.
It's got to play a lot.
I have horrendous genes. My girl doesn't eat horribly, but she doesn't really watch what she eats. And she's in phenomenal shape.
Right.
It's just, like, stupid.
That's lucky. I
get
especially
angry. To be Indian like that, I think it's because she's Punjabi and they're the black people of us. They're just in the best shape.
I mean, like, we're from the state next door. There can't be that much of a difference within, like, 20, 30 miles.
Take a look at some of these dudes.
Well, these are all the questions that we're looking at. I mean, how do we get stronger? What does that look like? How do I get rid of that fucking love handles, man? And so we're going to bring on Sham Chowdhury in just a second. Well, here we have the man himself, Sham Chowdhury. He is the founder of Indie Fresh, a healthy food concept store in New York City. And he lives by the motto, forget the cheat day. He's also, as we described earlier, easily one of the most shredded Indian dudes I've seen in real life.
In history.
I gotta tell you something. This is actually my first time meeting Sham in person. We've chatted a little bit. He is like 6'4". Is that right?
That's right.
You're breaking all the stereotypes for Indians right now, man. That's what's really happening. You're shredded, you got tons of tattoos, and you're tall as fuck. Welcome and thank you so much
for being on
the show. Obviously, fitness is really important to you. And we're going to get to Indie Fresh in a little while, but I want to ask you about fitness. Fitness is really important to you. What inspired that change? What is, or has that something always been important to you?
Were you like a fat kid?
I wouldn't say I was a fat kid, but I definitely wasn't as athletic as I am now as when I was in high school and growing up.
Which was in the States, by the way?
In the States, born in Rochester, grew up the rest of my life in Jersey. So my parents were like really supportive of getting us involved in sports, playing soccer and tennis. I'd say, you know, I was always like a better than maybe 50% of people functioned at that level. Never like a superstar athlete or anything like that. Right. I was always told by coaches growing up that I had a lot of potential, but didn't work very hard. And it wasn't really a focus of mine until I got to college. And I think in college, it became something that allowed me to interact with people on a way that made sense. And then add it into a daily routine so that other temptations that were there, not that I didn't get involved with those things, but weren't first priority over focusing on schoolwork and having some sort of discipline. So like kind of hitting the gym, going to class, coming back, doing that type of stuff became a routine. And then when I graduated college, I went into management consulting for 13 years. And
okay, finally, an Indian stereotype that makes sense with this. Come on.
What I noticed there is that people took advantage of the meals that were given on site. You know, we'd show up, people would be like, lunch is served, and everyone would start getting all excited about it. And you kind of slowly realize that that was a way to keep people sedentary at their desks throughout lunch. So you're actually putting in more hours and not going out. Good strategy on the part of most companies. But what ends up happening is you start seeing like a lot of overeating and not eating healthy. And then it just became like Snickers bars, Kit Kats, things like that. And so what I tried to do is during that time, especially the early years when we were traveling a lot from project to project, make it a point to like hit the hotel gym early. Like if we had to be at the client site by 7, get up by 5, you know, that was stuff that I wasn't really used to. But as my body started to adapt to that, I started seeing like more and more and more changes. So, you know, answer your question, it was always a little part of my life, but progressively got more and more involved as I got older.
So it sounded like in college, what was exciting for you about it was it grounded you.
I think so. I have this motto now, and I didn't invent it. I'm sure my dad didn't invent it, but he's the one who told it to me, that the idle mind is the devil's workplace. So, you know, when you're sitting there not thinking about stuff, you kind of find weird things to sort of get into.
Right.
And I think that with fitness, you're not spending an inordinate amount of time, you know, an hour a day or so. And, you know, you made a good point. It wasn't all about vanity from the beginning, because we would be very naive to think that you hit the gym 5 times a week for a couple months and you're going to get into shape like, and you guys didn't think I'm old now, but like Hrithik Roshan or something.
I don't think you're old at all. I respect you more than I ever have.
So I think that that's not going to happen, you know, overnight. So really you're doing something to get mentally into a state, and then the rest of it takes a really long time and a lot of discipline to sort of evolve into that.
We've chatted a little bit, and this ties in, I think, with the forget the cheat day motto, but you said something about your idea has to do with 75%. Can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Of course. Yeah, I think what a lot of people think is, you know, you see people working out and, you know, there are stereotypes, whether it's, I don't think it has anything to do with race, but there's a show that I like a lot right now called Master of None on Netflix. And there's some stereotypes of like the buff Indian dude and then like the short fat Indian dude and then like the sort of average Indian dude, you know, sort of going around. And then you see like the buff Indian dude always working out. For the most part, that's true. To get to a certain physique, you're going to spend time in the gym and doing physical activity. What I have learned about myself and just observing others is that you can go hard, like you and I can go out, do a bunch of sprints 100% of the time and 100% of our effort. Next day, we're going to be physically tired.
Right.
It's by definition, right? Like if you're exerting that much energy, now we could suck it up and go back the next day and go 100%. Now we're like 2 stages below where we were on day one. What are we really doing to our bodies at that point if we're not trying to compete in the Olympics? It's really just making it harder for us to get up the next day and keep in that same routine. So what I say is don't slack off when you're going to the gym, but if you've made a decision to stay fit, it's not necessarily how hard you go, but how consistent you go. So make a goal for yourself to say, hey, you know what? I want to go 5 or 6 days a week, 7 days a week. Maybe that might be someone's goal. And then start out that week with how are you going to do that, right? So let's take this back to like, let's do a desi sport like soccer.
Right.
So take it back to soccer. if you're sitting there, you're ready to play 90 minutes and you're at the start of the game and you're like, okay, now I'm going to go hard, you know, for the first 5 minutes, you're not going to be able to last the rest of the game. Think about that as the week that you've defined, whether that's 2, 3 to 7 days. And then on day one, conserve that energy. We all have other things to do, right? We're not like going out to get into some Bollywood movie and that's why we're like, you know, working out every day. We have careers.
Well, not
we
all of us.
we have careers. We have other things that we have to do, even if we want to get into a Bollywood movie, but there's things to do there. So you want to budget your time and your energy so you can accomplish all those things during the day. So that's kind of where I came up with, you know, 75%. Really, what I'm trying to say there is that, you know, pull back a little bit so that you know you can go the next day and you have other things to do. Right? Like working out and exerting yourself to a point where you're just tired and not able to function when you get back home doesn't really make your girlfriend happy. Or right, like if you're going to visit your parents on the weekend and you're sitting there sleeping on their couch, that doesn't make them happy. So you have other obligations, you know, try to meet all those obligations and use fitness as something that you enjoy that helps you out in life rather than something that you have to sacrifice other things.
That's actually really hard for me because you wouldn't, you can't tell by looking, but I have a really hard time doing anything like not 100% or quitting anything. Like if I'm going to start a workout, I'm going to finish at all costs. I'll get sick the next day. I don't care. But in that moment, I cannot be like, hey, just stop. That's tough. I don't know how people do that. Just stop halfway and be like, or 75% and be like, I'm good.
You know, it's funny you said that. When I walked in this room, I could tell that about you. You know, I've been doing this, I'm 42 years old. So like just being around people, I could tell that about you, that you go hard. I bet you if we went on a basketball court, you know, even though I'm a little taller than you, like you would not let me get by you until
it was. I'll try with everything I have. I'm not gonna foul or whatever, but like.
I understand I understand that mentality. And this is what I'm telling you. And I played sports and I work out with a lot of guys like you and I admire it. I'll tell you, you have 10 times more enthusiasm and drive than I do.
You could tell because I'm short.
No. And so I think that what we all have to do is we have, for me, to get up to 75, 80% is a challenge because in my mind, I'm starting at 25%. That's all I want to give. So I had to train myself to get up to that level, right? For you, it's going to be, you got to tone yourself back a little bit and say, look, I'm looking for, you know, we use this word a lot, gains, right? On a daily basis, how am I going to get gains? You're not going to get gains by running your body ragged, right? You're not going to get it. The muscle needs to build back up. And as you see that muscle build back up, you're going to start to look at that phenotype, that outside appearance that keeps you motivated to do it the next day, the next day, the next day. Right. A lot of times that's not like a bunch of abs and things like that. It's just that your skin looks better. Right? You feel a little bit better. You feel a little bit lighter. You're moving a little bit differently. We want to let our bodies have that type of gain so that we're motivated to keep going at it and doing it. Right. And so that's going to be a train. It works on both sides, right? You got to train yourself to pull back a little bit. You got to train yourself to push a little bit. And when you get in that equilibrium, it's like, how can I do it consistently? That's not to say that, like, look, I go around telling jokes all the time about, like, I do these triathlons. I just do them because I'm doing it with my girlfriend. And I just do it just to, you know, spend some time with her. I'll tell you right now, I've done about 6 of these triathlons and I have not trained for one of them. Wow. I go to Barry's boot camp about 5 to 7 days a week, sometimes 9 if I double up and things like that. Jesus. That is my consistent workout.
That's your 75%? Two Barry's boot camp classes is your 75%?
You guys should try it with me. You'll like it.
No, it's my 175% once.
What you'll see is that your resting heart rate that you end up getting from that type of physical activity, because you're not going hard, but you're doing it consistent to function at the 75 percentile, you know, just using numbers again, like better than 3/4 of that group or competing with them is very, very easy because your body is used to that. Now, when you take it back to the outward appearance, one of the big things I talk about is that you're not going to achieve any type of proper physical appearance or composition of healthiness by starving yourself. If you want to have a consistent, healthy appearance and feel healthy, you got to eat right. Your body's a machine that needs fuel. The only way you're going to do that is through some sort of consistent eating healthy and exercising, right? So again, I'm not trying to say like everyone should go to Barry's 6 or 7 times a week. I'm in a different situation.
You've also built that up to be able to do
100%.
That, where your 75 is that.
You know, and to you guys and anyone else that's listening on this is that when you're in there and they're telling you to push yourselves, you got to know that you're just going to push yourself to your personal limit that you're willing to give at that time.
But it is interesting though to hear push yourself, but to 75, especially for the South Asian community. I mean, we're taught so often, give 110%.
Right.
Even when I was studying, it was, you know, where's the other 4% if you came back with a 96?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's like this mentality about that. For me, when I listen to that, I'm like, whoa, because I do work out to 100%. And then I do tend to get burnt out a little later. And now I'm seeing something. I'm like, this is really interesting to allow me to stay in it the whole year. Instead of having phases of like, okay, now I'm really training, but now I'm just like maintaining, right? It sounds like for you, it's like, no, this is every day is the same.
Every day. As I get older and like into it more and more, I like now, you know, people say, why don't you try something new? I've tried everything, right? So like I'm looking for something that's consistent, that keeps me excited to go to these places and work out. Reason why I look at places like Barry's, for one, is you're running and you're lifting. Rumble is you're boxing and you're lifting, right? Like, so
the cardio,
right, and you're getting your cardio out of the boxing. The reason why I started looking at boxing about 5 years ago is it was a really good way to tighten up your core, right? Like if you're hitting hard. And so I think that that sort of cross training between those two, and then someone like me then going into personal training and having a guy or two people like 2 or 3 days a week to balance the rest of it out is my formula, right? So for anyone else, instead of saying to people, hey, like motivate yourself, go get some shoes, go into the gym, do this, 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 and this, like that's a very hard plan to follow, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's a very lonely path. You walk into a Barry's, now you have 54 friends. Whether or not you talk to them outside of class, that's up to you.
Well, let me ask you this, though. There's a prohibitive cost element to some of these classes.
That's what I was about to say.
Like, Barry's is $35 a class.
I totally hear you there.
Yeah.
On a $0 budget, everyone can go out and run for 45 minutes a day. Even if you don't run the whole time. Again, we're talking about, like, I run with guys, and I still do, and girls, that are going, they go 100%.
Right.
You know,
right.
5 miles into it, it's over. Right?
Yeah.
Like, if everyone just goes out there, music or no music, whatever, and times themselves 45 minutes, do what you can, right? Like if you have to stop, get it to a point where you're moving your body for 45 minutes. It doesn't cost you anything.
There you go.
Okay. There's another hashtag I use, outside is free, because it is,
right? Yeah.
So like you're like literally run around the city, walking around the city, whatever you want to do.
And I will say this, and I've noticed this being in LA and in DC actually, and even in Indianapolis when I was there, that a lot of these parks have little, like a pull-up bar, and they have stuff so that people can take advantage, check around your city for those sort of things.
100%. There's a lot of brands that are out there these days that are promoting free workouts in the city, in the parks, doing yoga, all types of things. So for the person on a small budget or no budget, it's really their time, right? Like every day, do something cardio-wise. Moving up a little bit, like you said, like the person who's, okay, they're not going to go out and spend $100 on Friday night. Now they can only do 2 or 3 Barry's. Do those 2 or 3 Barry's.
Right.
Don't spend the $100. This is what I'm saying to people, is that like, especially our community, it's like in order for us to make these changes that are beneficial to us, I could come here and tell you guys, hey, like, let's live a life in balance. Have some fun socially. Party a little bit, do the workout thing. I did that. I did that for 10 years, probably longer than that, 20 years, like probably from 17 to 27 or so, right? And I'd say that at the end of the day, those dollars that you're spending out at the bar, at the restaurants, those things at the end of the day aren't going to ever mean anything to you 5 years down the line, right? If I was sitting here at 30 years old and telling you guys this, I'd tell you to slap me in the face, right? I'm telling you this at 42 years old after I've been doing it for 2 decades, right?
So you're advocating turn it towards yourself. Focusing on self allowed you the external to start meeting what you want.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. What is a healthy physique? Not like, because you're on another level. And I say this because I don't want people to get intimidated by like your physique, or that's the only way to be healthy. How can we make healthy physiques more accessible?
I think not going to find the healthy physique by looking at yourself in the mirror. It's like when you wake up in the morning and you see that sun out there or the rain clouds out there and you're like, man, it feels good to be alive today. You just breathe in that first breath when you wake up and you're like excited to get out of bed. That's healthy, right?
Wow.
Like, you know, instead of sitting there and like being like, oh, I don't want to get out. We all had those days. I have those days too.
Yeah.
And it's always, I could attribute it even now to being like, oh, you know what? I overdid it yesterday. Or you know what? Like, shouldn't have had that, like, you know, bag granola or whatever last night. My diet's pretty restricted, but I still do weird stuff. You
I
know,
had that street
night.
Food last night at 12:30, and that was a bad idea, man. I woke up hurting today.
There you go. And I think that, to me, is healthy, right? Like, I'm no stranger to alcohol and partying and things like that. But what I could say to you is that, like, I've never woken up the next day and been like, that was a damn good idea. You know, like, I'm not saying that I was always like, it was a bad idea. I'm not saying that I didn't have fun, but the movement forward of all those subsequent days just was not there.
But I love this idea of not looking in the mirror and determining what is your healthy physique.
That's 100%. If you guys are sending a message out to people, it's when you wake up, are you excited to get out of bed? It doesn't matter what you look like.
So why does fitness help that? Why do you think the exercise helps that?
I think it's just basic scientific reasons. And like, let's dumb it down to some other stuff too. It's like people always ask us like, what drinks are good drinks to have? You know, I tell them, drink anything with ginger in it. It increases blood flow and circulation. Anything that's getting circulation in your body that's not jittery just makes things move more easily. When you're out there and you're elevating your heart rate, things are moving in your body, right? So like that movement is creating like ease. That's how exercise gets people into like a mindset that is happy and getting them to create at their highest potential, right? Like I might not win a Pulitzer in my life, right? But if I'm like having to write something or get some thoughts down, if I'm sitting there sort of like all jammed up, I'm probably gonna have a harder time than if I'm feeling open and fluid.
I'm gonna be honest, I was really expecting you to start talking about some dopamine or something, and I really like what you were talking about.
Yeah.
That was really quite creative. Before we move into our now famous and so beloved section, Stupid Questions, we are gonna ask, what is the thing, what is the advice or the one thing people can do tonight, tomorrow, after they're done listening to this episode? What can they do?
I'd say that budget 30 minutes of your time, call a friend, go for a run for 30 minutes, no headphones, right? And you're going to talk with each other. You're going to control your breathing, because to talk while you're running, two things happen. One is your breathing gets controlled the way that it should be controlled, because you're running and trying to say things at the same time. The other thing is you're only saying things that are meaningful. Like all the bullshit, the gossip, all that stuff like that, it's not coming out, because you're not going to use those words to talk about it. So it really becomes like a fun time. And I think people can say an hour, people can say 2 hours, 30 minutes is everyone has it. You know, you spend other time doing stuff for 30 minutes. Everyone has one person they can call. Go out, enjoy yourselves, do that.
I love that. Guys, Stupid Questions.
Okay, for those of you who are listening for the first time or just haven't heard this segment yet, these are questions that some people might be afraid to ask because they think are stupid. And then there are some questions that we know are stupid and we're going to enjoy asking them.
That's what we do. If you work out, you can eat whatever you want, right?
Not right.
Yeah, okay. there's no such thing as too much protein, true or false?
False.
It's false. So there is such thing as too much protein.
Everything's good in moderation. So the more protein you have, I'd say I won't give numbers because it can't be quantitative, but if your body has too much protein, you're just going to end up expunging it. And you guys know how that's going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
You pee it.
Are people making fun of you at the gym?
Yeah. My sister always is nervous to go to the gym because she's afraid she's going to get judged. So do people really judge people at the gym? Is that a thing that happens?
I don't think so. I've been to all different kinds of gyms. I think that people get self-conscious like that. At the end of the day, why care?
Right. You're doing it for you.
Does caffeine actually help you work out?
Caffeine actually can get you through certain like low points, right? Like, so if you look at your workout, you're never flatlined, right? Like you're up and down, up and down, up and down. You're getting energy, you're going back. Caffeine's been known to give you like consistent forms of energy. The problem with caffeine is if you have too much in a short period of time, you'll get a burst and it'll come way down after it. So the timing of that's a little bit hard.
I'm going to put a pause on this because we got to talk about one of the main parts about what you do, which is Indie Fresh.
Yep.
If we could take just a couple minutes and we'll end on this note.
Yeah, of course.
So this is the end of Stupid Questions.
This is the end of Stupid Questions. Stupid Questions are done. Indie Fresh, can you just talk a little bit about it and share where people can find it? Because it's a great and exciting thing. I can't wait to try it soon.
Sure. I should have brought some for you guys. I didn't
You're
think
an
through
asshole.
It.
You're a terrible human.
We'll be there later. Don't worry about it.
Perfect. So Indie Fresh, we started in November of 2014. I started with a longtime friend of mine, who's now my business partner, at Chef Akhtar Nawab, Iron Chef, who was used to creating meals for hundreds of people in sit-down fashion for his whole career. So we sat down and said, you know what? Why is healthy food not accessible to everyone on a daily basis and tasty, right? Like that was everyone's sort of issue with it. There were a lot of other concepts at the time, like vegan concepts, like have a veggie salad, have these juices, have some smoothies, but nothing with like different types of protein, and the vegetarian piece is all sort of like mixed in one. So we kind of set out and said, how can we create a stable menu that offers everything in every one of those food categories, whether that's protein bowls, salads, shakes, smoothies, juices, and allow someone, if they made that commitment to want to eat healthy every single day, that they could eat healthy every single day and not get bored with it. And that's how Indie Fresh is born. So anything from turkey sausage, pancakes, and eggs, where the pancakes are gluten-free, everything we have is dairy-free, to butternut squash soup, where the butternut squash is cold-pressed, so you get a thick sort of texture without adding a bunch of milk and calories to it.
Oh, interesting.
And then the ability to add proteins like chicken, rotisserie chicken to it, for the people who want to have meat, and then for vegans, they can have it straight out of the container.
And just for anyone that's concerned, if you're vegetarian, that you can't have options. I mean, tell them about the veggie burger.
Yeah, so we have a veggie burger that we made for Barry's Bootcamp. Barry J, the founder of Barry's Bootcamp, is actually vegetarian.
Oh, wow.
And has been for a long time. And so our call to action there was that how can we make a veggie burger that had high protein content and low calories, which is difficult to do with like the beans and other things that were used there. So that protein burger has 290 calories and 30 grams of protein.
That's amazing.
Also has mushroom truffle mayo. So not a real mayo, but like mushroom truffle mayo. And we call it coconut bacon to emulate bacon, and Brussels sprouts. So can be plated like a barbecue, or you can just eat it straight out of the container. So when we talk about package to plate, we say like package to plate can be like, hey, I have a package and I want to pretend like it's plated, or you can actually plate it. You know, if you have a meal for four people and you order Indie, you could take it out of the package and make it look like the pictures that we have on the website. Each one of those are taken out of an actual package that we have and plated for those photos.
So amazing. Where is Indie Fresh and how can people get it?
So Indie Fresh is available online in New York City for delivery. You get it within 30 minutes on Uber Eats. So you can find us on Uber Eats, and everything's available.
Anywhere in Manhattan, or is it also on the boroughs as well?
Anywhere in Manhattan.
Cool.
And then we have two retail locations, one in Chelsea, one in Hell's Kitchen. The one in Chelsea is in Chelsea Market, and the one in Hell's Kitchen is in Gotham West Market.
I live on 50th and 8th.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you could just go right into Chelsea Market. We're on the 15th Street side. So,
listeners, ladies and gentlemen that are in love with Akash, 50th and 8th, that's where you'll find him.
50th and 8th with my girlfriend, whom I love very much.
Sean, you want to put out your Instagram or anywhere if people can find you, or is that something?
Yeah, no. So I'm on at Sham Chowdhury, and people can find me there, and some of the places that I go to work out if people want to check that out. All the Barry's classes that I go to are at Ashley Wilking. It's my girlfriend, so I go to most of her classes. And you know, like you were saying before, if people who are listening to the show are in New York City, they want to try Barry's, budget constraints or not, you know, DM me. I'll try to set you up with a class and see what you guys think of it.
That's beautiful. For those who are listening, I know there are going to be, we'd love to bring you back on the show to talk about your Indianness and how that incorporated in all this. We'll call that Sean part two, but we got to let this guy go. Thank you so much for coming.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Better than going and exercising to lose weight, rating the podcast. I'm trying it. Rating the podcast. The podcast 5 stars is really what will make you down to 10% body fat like this.
It's time that you won't be eating. You know what I mean? And the typing, pretty exhausting.
This is why I don't do the comedy. This is why I leave it to this dude.
5-star reviews, guys. Save your negative comments for DM one of us. I'm used to DM hate messages.
Guys, we're going to come back at you. We got more coming up this season. Very excited for what we got coming up. We've talked with nutrition. We've talked with emotional health. We've talked with exercise. Now it's time to talk some mental health. We'll be coming at you guys with that next week or in a couple weeks, however we're releasing this thing. I'm Arjun.
I'm Akash.
We'll catch you next time.
God bless.